Bava Metzia, Perik Yud, Mishnah Vav 10:6. This is the last of the Masechta, and it is a bit anticlimactic because there's not very exciting things going on in this Mishnah. The reason why is because I'll remind you that originally Maseches Nezikin was 30 chapters long, then it was divided into three sub Masechtas: Bava Kama, the first gate; Bava Metzia, the middle gate, that's our Masechta; and Bava Basra, the final gate. And then each of those Bavas have 10 chapters. So really, we're in the middle of the topic, and really the topic of Hilchos Shechenim, the laws they apply to neighbors, would apply. It's going to continue on for the next two prakim, the first two prakim of Maseches Bava Basra. So we're in the middle of things. But in any case, wrapping up the topic that we're dealing with here, and this perek, and this Masechta really, the Mishnah says, you have Shtei Ginos Zu Al Gav Zu. You have two gardens, one above the other. Now, the way you should think of it is simply that you have sort of two gardens, I'll call them, next to each other with like a vertical wall, if you will, between the two. So they're one is high and one is low, and like the kind of like the there's like a wall or a slope that separates the high one from the low one, okay? So that's what it means, one on top of the other. Like if the guy would walk off, the high guy would walk off the edge of his garden, he'd fall into the low guy's backyard, his garden. Okay, so what happens if you have these two gardens, and Shtei Ginos Zu Al Gav Zu, V'Hayarek Bein Tayim, and there is a vegetable that's growing out of the wall. So that means the roots of the vegetable are in the ground that belongs to the guy on the upper garden. And the vegetables, I call like the that's from the that's growing out, think of it as the tomato or something, that is in the airspace of the lower guy. Okay, so they're both fighting who gets this delicious tomato. Says the Mishnah. There's a machlokas here, it's actually gonna be a three machlokas in a moment, but we have Rabbi Meir first. Rabbi Meir Omer Shel Elyon. Rabbi Meir says it belongs to the upper guy because the tomato got its nourishment from his ground in his earth that's in his side of the garden. So he should get rights to eat it because it came from his resources. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shel Tachton. Rabbi Yehuda says no, it's in the airspace, that tomato dangling is in the airspace of the lower guy's garden, right? So that's the fruit, and the fruit is in his airspace, it's his property, so he gets the fruit that grew in his airspace. So they attempt to bring rise for logical arguments for why they should be right. First, Amar Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, listen, Im yirtza ha'elyon likach es afaro ein kan yarak. The vegetable, this tomato, is dependent upon the ground that belongs to the guy in the upper garden. If he would take away his ground, his earth, there'd be no vegetable here. So therefore, you see, he controls the vegetable. Thanks to him, so he should get it. But Rabbi Yehuda says, Im yirtza tachton lemalot et ginaso, ein kan yarek. Rabbi Yehuda says, what are you talking about? The guy in below, from the lower garden, if he wanted to, he could fill up his garden with dirt, because it's his garden, his airspace, and that would essentially cover up and take the place of where the tomato is growing, and therefore you wouldn't have any tomatoes there. So he could also undermine the tomato. So they both could undermine the tomato. So if that's the case, Amre Bimeir, since both of them have the possibility of annulling, you know, the other one by theoretically destroying the tomato by either removing the ground or adding ground, so therefore you can't bring, that's not the issue. They're both on equal footing in terms of the ability to ruin the fruit, the vegetable. So therefore, says Rabbi Meir, Rowan Meheichan Yarek Zechai. So Rabbi Meir says, listen, just look where the vegetable came from. It drew its nourishment from, and its life from the property of the guy in the upper garden, so that's who should get it. Now, the Mishnah doesn't record Rabbi Yehuda's response, but his response would be, of course, I reject that from the beginning. I told you, since it's growing in the airspace of the lower guy, belongs to the lower guys. Okay, so we sort of are at a bit of a stalemate between the two of them. Now, there's a third sheet to Amar Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, Kol sheha elyon yocho lifshot es yadov litol, any vegetables that the guy from the upper garden could reach his hand down and pick for himself, harei hu shalo, those belong to the upper guy. V'hashar, anything that's too far away for him to reach with his hand, that are growing in the airspace of the lower guy, shel tachton, they belong to the owner of the lower garden. Now, it's hard to understand at first blush what in the world is the rationale, the logic, the justice in that. Why should it matter how long his arms are? So the answer is that Reb Shimon really agrees in principle with Reb Meir. He says, listen, it grew from the earth of the upper guy's patch. It belongs to the upper guy, and that's simple. The thing is that if the guy who's on the upper garden can't reach the vegetables, what's he going to have to do? He's going to have to go down from his upper perch there, go down to the lower guy and say, listen, I have a tomato growing in the wall overhanging your garden. Can I come walk through your garden and pick it? No one's going to do that. They're embarrassed. It's not nice. He's just not going to do it. So since he's not going to do it, he's not prepared to make such a fuss and seem so petty for one tomato. He's essentially going to be mafkirit. He's going to abandon it. So says Rabbi Shimon, you can assume, therefore, that if the guy from the top who owns what is growing on the side can't reach the vegetables, he is mafkir, he abandons it, and therefore the guy on the bottom automatically gets it. The halacha is going to follow Rabbi Shimon here. So indeed, it is essentially abandoned, therefore belongs to the lower guy. And that is the end of Maseches Bava Metzia. So Salak Maseches Bava Metzia. And right away we should continue on with Bava Basra, which we'll continue on with Hilchos Shechinim as we get on to the next Masechta Be'ezras Hashem.